we've had one or two unavoidable delays in materials arriving to Donegal and to the actual centre. So as a result of that, the builders are still in the premises today doing last minute and final adjustments and final fitting out of the Daffodil Centre. Our nurse Therese is in situ, and we'll be fully up and running and fully operational by Wednesday of this week, I'm glad to say.
And people can, if they wish to see the Daffodil nurse, make an appointment, or also if they require general information, just drop in.
That's right. Our Therese, our Daffodil Centre nurse, who is a cancer nurse, is there already to meet people, and there will be volunteers there as well. It's the first time the Cancer Society has ever opened a Daffodil Centre outside a hospital. And, of course, the reason, as we know in Letterkenny, is because of the calamitous flooding back in August. It's an experiment for us. We are, we're clear it will go well. And we're very much looking forward to providing that vital support to cancer patients and their families.
The fact that this is a shop front in a very busy shopping centre, have you made provisions for privacy?
Yes.
Where people may feel it's necessary?
Absolutely. The design of the Daffodil Centre itself provides for a small but private space where people can sit down and talk to our nurse Therese if that's what they want to do. We totally appreciate that, that there are times when people want to speak confidentially about matters to do with cancer, to do with their families, to do with the treatment, to do with emotional issues, which is not suitable to talk about in a public space. But the way the Daffodil Centre is designed, it does allow people to have that private time with the nurse if that's what they need, if that's what they choose. Also to remember that the Daffodil Centre provides all of the full range of information that the Irish Cancer Society produces on all topics really to do with cancer, as well as access to our website and indeed other websites should people need it.